BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We own Big Dog. It's Pod 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's another Larry the Morning Madhouse clocking in for y'all. Y'all know what it is, man. Today is a Friday. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. I'm fresh. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. I'm fresh. I said I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. I'm fresh. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. I'm fresh for Friday. Looking good, you smelling good, you feeling good, you fresh. It's Friday, man. Let's get to it. 42 degrees. Today's high is going to top out near 70. Sunshine all day. And then rain coming in late tonight. And it's going to be with us throughout the day on tomorrow with the high of 64 for your Saturday. For your Sunday, Sunday's high is going to be a little bit warmer. And your rain chances are supposed to decrease. But however, we're going to enjoy the day, baby. Sunshine, 70 degrees out the door right now. It's about 42 and cold. And in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Big Mac, baby.
I hate you, Larry.
You gotta admit, it was an amazing intro.
It was terrible. I say good morning.
Kind of like you're singing. Everybody in Weddington.
Good morning.
Everybody in Rock Hill.
Good morning.
All the way back up to
good
Asheville.
Morning.
Come on back to Charlotte, America, man. Now you're just trying to show out.
Good.
Oh, that's how you're feeling this morning.
Good.
Oh, well, you're going to give him a little something extra, huh?
Go good.
Something on in, huh?
I finally get an intro in because that's going to hear.
Good. I'm not going to let you do just like that.
She take up all my time. Good.
And now you're going to take up all my time.
Somebody say good.
What's up with you, man?
What up, boy?
How you feeling in the morning?
I'm feeling good, man. Remember the other day when we were talking about if I go to sleep too early,
right,
I'll be late.
Right.
Or I said if I go to sleep too early, I'll wake up before my alarm. Like, oh, Lord, I ain't hear my alarm. I'm late.
Right.
That happened last night. Well, this morning.
Right, you went to sleep early?
I went to sleep early, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, Lord, I ain't hear my alarm. It's time to go to work. It was 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's what's up.
It was 2 o'clock in the a.m.
So what did you get up and do?
I went back to sleep. I didn't get up and do nothing.
I thought you might have got up and, you know, did a morning jog, went and walked the dog.
Morning jog?
Hey, Nick came on to work.
Hell, I live in Concord. I ain't doing no morning jog.
Why you can't jog in Concord early in the morning, man?
Because I'm black. That's why.
Oh, man. Let me stop.
Somebody going to send an email. Yeah. That was a joke, stupid people.
Yeah, don't call the people stupid.
No, I will.
No, don't you do that.
For the sensitive ones that's going to say, just because you're black and conquer, blah, 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 blah.
You get locked up. That's what it is.
It's a different kind of cops out there in Concord.
But, hey, now, that ain't no joke. Right? I got pulled over one time in Concord when the radio station used to be in Concord for going 5 miles over the speed limit. The speed limit was 45. I was doing 50.
Man.
He said, well, the speed limit is 45. I said, sir, by the time we get to court and they do all the human error reduction, it'll be down to 35.
You're going to make me pay all these court fees for them to say I ain't got to do nothing?
Hey, he looked at me and said, well, you was a smart one, huh?
Ooh.
You know what I said? No, sir.
Did he for real?
Yeah, I promise you. You was a smart one, huh? Okay.
I be identifying as white when they pull me over.
Now when they pull me over, I already had my hands out the window with the ID and everything.
That's what I yell. I yell at the cops.
Nah, I ain't doing
but
that.
But I don't yell like mad. I yell at the body cam. No. I ain't reaching for nothing.
No, I don't do that.
That's what I yell.
New. I ain't yelling at new. I got to make it home.
I don't play no game. But for some reason in Concord, black cops always pull me over.
You know what? I've never been pulled over by a black cop in Concord. I've been pulled over at least 6 times in Concord, and every cop has been of the Caucasian descent.
You know, I say all that about cops in Concord, but let me take that back because I've been pulled over a number of times in Concord by white cops but they were always somebody that I went to school with. No lie.
No one, comment.
One, no lie. Dude pulled me over. He said, he looked at my license and said, what school you went to? I told him what school. He said, you got a twin brother, don't you? I said, yes. Tell him I love him. And this is my last words. He was like, nah, I went to school with y'all. I said, oh, Lord. He said, man, go on. Put the seatbelt on. Go on about today.
Put the seatbelt on, man. Well, you shouldn't be riding around with no seatbelt anyway.
I said, thank
dog.
You, Ossifer.
Is that what you told him?
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's get it started with an inspiration power word of the morning. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. When was the last time you experienced grace? When was the last time you got something totally for free with no strings attached? It doesn't happen often. We're used to operating under the system of you get what you pay for. That's just how things work in this world. Yet nothing is better than grace. In his letters, Paul often used the greeting, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. He's not giving a theological treaty on grace. He's actually offering it on behalf of the Father. It's a personal blessing. Imagine God speaking grace to you and over you personally. Grace is a gift just waiting to be received. It's ours in abundance. So receive it today. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your morning inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Today's inspirational power song is coming from my big dog, Petey Pablo. This was requested in my DM, by the way. Yeah, I promise you it was. He spoke to me. Let's get to it. It's Pot 98.
The race does not go to the strong nor to the swift.
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. And y'all know how it goes down in the madhouse. Today's high's got to be right near 70, 42 degrees right now on your way out the door. It's cold out there. It's going to heat up this afternoon. It's going to be all right. Sunshine. And of course, getting you ready for Friday Night Lights. You know, tonight we are invading Independence High School as they take on the Butler Bulldogs each and every Friday. We at somebody's school doing it real big. So tonight would be no different. Independence taking on Butler tonight, 7 o'clock. It is all being brought to you by Steakums and, of course, your Friday Night Lights. You know what time it is inside the madhouse? Hashtag MHQOTD. Your madhouse question of the day. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
All right, all right, all right, man. You know you can join us for our madhouse question of the day. Hashtag, using the hashtag MH, that stands for madhouse, Q for the question, the O for of, and then TD, the day. Hashtag MHQOTD, the madhouse question of the day today is quite simply, what is the best or craziest thing you took to school for show and tell? Y'all remember show and tell in school? You used to have to come to school and bring something from your house or from wherever. And you had to show what it was and then you had to tell about it. The craziest thing you ever took for show and tell when you was going to school. Because I don't think they still have show and tell in school no more. But that used to be one of my favorites. I think the craziest thing I took for show and tell probably was a cap gun. But that's what I used to play with all the time. But y'all remember? You remember the cap gun? Bah, bah, bah. So I had one and I took it to school. But it was back before all the school shootings and everything like that. So they wasn't too alarmed and they did know it was a cap gun because it was orange. So it wasn't like it was a black gun. So it was an orange, and I actually had the caps with it. And they was like, Mr. Larry, don't you bring that back in here? Don't you bring that back in here? Don't you bring that back here? Shark, you got something crazy thing you took for show and tell?
Yeah, man. I took my daddy to show and tell. Everybody was talking about how fresh. I got the new Jordan. I got a relationship with my daddy.
Burpee, crazy thing you took or best thing you took for show and tell?
The best thing that I took to show and tell, I took a pet.
A pet what?
Yeah, it was a hamster.
You had a hamster?
I had a hamster when I was little. I took a hamster to show and tell. And I was the coolest kid in the classroom. Everybody was like, ooh, look at the puppy. I'm like, y'all so stupid. It's a hamster. So, yeah, that was it.
All right, join the conversation. Tap in, man. You can hit me on my Instagram at I am No Limit Larry.
At I am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. And we play your responses back this morning at 9:30.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Left in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
If you're pregnant or have kids under five, WIC can support you every step of the way. WIC provides access to healthy food, breastfeeding support, and resources. Do you qualify? Visit NutritionNC.com/MyWIC to find out. That's NutritionNC.com/MyWIC.
Hey, y'all know what time it is. You know it's about that time I call my big homie. He goes by the name of Joe Monster Boss. That's right, Joe Monster Boss. Kevin Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram Independence Mazda. Joe Mosh Jeep down in Albemarle. Joe said he just wanted to thank everybody, all his former and future customers for making him the number one Jeep dealer here in the Southeast. I was hanging out with Joe the other day and I was telling Joe, boy, I understand why you don't pick up the phone when I call, because you know what, Joe? You're running four dealerships right now. Pick the phone up, Joe! Pick the phone up! Joe turned around and said, hey, Larry, you know, I'm running these dealerships and I really want everybody to know that I appreciate them and thank them for the nomination for the Humanitarian Award. I said, Joe, you know what, man? People appreciate what you do in the community with your foundation, and we appreciate you for treating us like family when we come in the family store. Y'all better hit up my big dog. You need a Dodge Challenger? You need a Dodge Charger? Go holler at him, man. My man Joe Monster Boss. That's him, and I'm No Limit Larry, and this is Pod 88.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Oh, God, hit his no cap.
All right, man, you know the neighbor news. Quickie right now is being brought to you by Shine Time. $2 Fridays at the White House. Join me tonight along with DJ Butterfingers. DJ Butterfingers. We're going live on tonight, man. It's definitely going up from 10 to midnight. For more information, log on to power98fm.com. It's actually a Pink Friday tonight at the White House. All right, you know the neighbor news. Quickie, listen. Do y'all know that Wendy Williams got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? A lot of people are clapping. But then other people are like Burpee, and they're saying,
"For what?"
You know, she's an Emmy-nominated television host. She's been on television for a long time radio host. She received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and she actually had on a dope little dress. She had on a black dress with white stars all over it.
Cool. All right, now let's talk about the real issue. Why is she getting a star? Like, okay, I get it. But now it's like, the Hollywood stars like participation awards now. Everybody getting one for doing nothing.
I mean, but she is an Emmy nominated television host. She's been on radio and television for over 30 years. You don't think Wendy Williams deserves a Hollywood star?
I don't think her resume is long enough.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's your opinion. But guess what, hater boy? You can't change it. She got one.
People think differently. She got it. Congratulations for getting it. I just don't see why.
You know what, man? Get that hate out your blood. You got a lot of hate in your blood.
I ain't got no hate in my blood.
Did your daddy not hug you when you was young?
Congratulatory. No, he didn't.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
More entertainment news coming up for you, man, in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't forget to miss it. Don't you miss the nosy neighbor news at 7:24. We're going to have them tickets for the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. And these names on this show, you don't want to miss it. It's that Chris Brown, Gunna, Heat, 6:23 is Pod 88. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today, you know how it's going down in the Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 70 with sunshine. Leaving out the house right now, boy, it's chilly. Mama, it's cold outside! 42 degrees out there right about now. Because it's cold outside. And my mama told me when it's cold outside, you're supposed to yell.
Who raised you, man?
Wolves. I was raised by wolves. I keep telling people that. Nobody believes me. Hey, man, tell me that hashtag and tell them what the question of the day is.
Hashtag MHQOTD. And today's question is, what is the best / craziest thing you have ever brought to show and tell? That's what we want to know. What is the best or craziest thing you brought to show
and tell? And I said I brought a cap gun to school when I was younger.
What?
I did. It was orange. So that was what I wanted to bring for show and tell.
Gun.
Yeah, it was orange.
Oh, no, you can't do that today.
No, you can't do that today, but when I was in school, you know.
Shock, what you say?
Shock said,
I brought my daddy. Yeah. Everybody was bragging about the shoes. I say, I got a relationship with my daddy.
Bourbon, what you brought?
A hamster.
A hamster?
Yeah, hamster.
Why'd you bring your household rat? Because
I was the coolest kid now, boy.
You brought your household rat to school.
It's not a rat. It's a hamster, guys.
I don't believe you had a hamster.
His name was Wiggles.
I don't know too many black people that had a hamster in there.
A hamster? First of all, I grew up with both of my parents in
you're
the
right.
suburbs.
You're absolutely right. Never mind. They killed it right there.
Definitely had a hamster growing up.
I believe that.
And his name was Wiggles.
Wiggles?
Yeah.
Hey, man,
Wiggles was my friend. I ain't gonna let you talk about Wiggles like
that. How did they tap in on the question?
You can go to our Instagram pages at I am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word, at I am No Limit Larry, or you can leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
Oh, Poe Wiggles.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
Heard you calling me names, all right, and I was trying. One thing you gotta know, I'ma be a player for life.
That's my part right there.
I see.
Every time you call me,
in the same thing.
Girl, what you want?
Cisco ain't over.
Say what?
Ask me about the chicken heads, girl. I got a bunch.
Yeah.
You wanna be with me? You gotta understand this thing.
Five 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. DMX, your morning throwback right there. Classic, taking it back to 99 with DMX and Cisco. And you know what the day is?
It's Chillin' and Friday with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse on Power 98.
That's right, it's a Cheerleader Friday, and in the building, we got Charlotte Ultimate Cheer getting ready to do their thing. Let's go, ladies! Until we come back, you can log on to our Facebook page and our Instagram page, Power98 FM.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center.
December the 5th, the baby is invading. Our winter block party definitely going down at the Bojangles Coliseum. Tickets on sale right now. I can tell you right now, the first five rows, almost the first six rows, are absolutely gone. So if you're trying to look to get in them first 10, you might want to go ahead and get your ticket. Available at power98fm.com and ticketmaster.com. The baby coming live for our winter block party. Coming home December the 5th. It's going to be off the chain. It's Chillin' Friday inside the madhouse.
It's Chillin' Friday with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse on Power 98. Let's go!
Log on to our Facebook page and you can check out these ladies, the ladies of Charlotte Ultimate Cheer.
What do we see? You see? And let's see what? What she learned as a best sister to A-C-T-O-O in the show. Just because, come on. Stop watching what? Because it's low. It's O-C. What do we see? You see? And let's see what is what?
It's Chillin' Friday with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse on Power 98. Let's go!
We're going to meet these ladies up next. We're going to see who on the cheer squad, who doing their thing this morning. Right after this, Khalid, Megan Thee Stallion, Yo Gotti. Can we just talk? Today's high is going to be right near 70, 42 degrees. It's cold outside, mama. Shot it, plug, pot out of eight.
Come over here, let me speak to you, baby.
You know how it go down. Khalid, Megan Thee Stallion, Yo Gotti, it's Pot out of the HWPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 70, 42 degrees right about now. And we about to meet the ladies of CUC, Charlotte Ultimate Cheer. Let's go, ladies. Who in the building?
All right. Amen.
Say man.
It's your girl, Carrie.
It's your girl, Jess.
And you know, we just got done turning this thing out, you know.
All right, y'all. Go follow me at Jazz with the Cash. I'm Jasmine. And y'all should go mess with Charlotte Ultimate Cheer Fall Festival November 26th, October 26th.
That was next Saturday.
All right, y'all. It's your girl, Carrie. Y'all should just go follow me at itsyourgirl.carrie, K-E-R-I. And, yeah.
Shout out to Ryan. His birthday's coming up.
Shout out. Shout out, mama.
Who next?
All right, shout out Shari. I miss her. Sorry.
Hey, it's your girl, Davey. Shout out to my mans. Follow him on all platforms. Listen to his music. Follow him on Instagram at Dollar Money, D-O-L-L-A-M.
Dollar Money.
Yo, man.
Follow him on Instagram at Dollar Money, D-O-L-L-A-M-O-N-Y-Y. Yeah.
I'm in a whole nother state. Yo, be giving me face.
It's happening right now. What is going on?
Hey, y'all. It's Chrissy, the hottest girl in the QC. Go follow me on Instagram at High Five Chris.
They can't see you. It's radio.
It's your girl, Anaya, and I'm from Mallet Creek, and I like to shout out number 5 from Mallet Creek. He's out for the season, but he'll get better.
My team. Hey, it's Anaya, well, Mayfield. Shout out to my cheer sisters at Creek and Big Psycho and my mama. Love you, mama. Mama D.
She told you say that.
Girl, Amaya Lachey. Shout out to my cheer sisters. I can't tell y'all my school, but nah. Huh? Shout out to my mama, Treese Styles. Y'all should get y'all hair done. And shout out to my grandma and my brothers. I love y'all. Oh, shout out to Carrie. Shout out to Jazz. Shout out to DJ. Shout out to Chrissy.
What's up? My name Desiree. Add me on Instagram at They Love Desi, period.
Is it? My name's Madison. Shout out to all my JV cheer sisters at Mallet Creek and to my mama. And that's all, period.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Messiah. Young CEO is a girl thing. Shout out to my mama for bringing me here. And shout out to my sister and my brother.
Period.
It's your girl.
It's Naya. Shout out to Ryan. Happy birthday at Piedmont.
Yeah, and my daughter.
And shout out to Trey Tuffy at Myers Park.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, and shout out to my mama.
My name Angel. Follow me on Instagram at Angel2Official.
Okay, Angel2Official. All right.
And shout out to my mom.
Hey, okay, mama.
That's everybody.
And shout out to my daddy.
Come back. You got to say it right. You got to say it right. Come back.
Shout out to my daddy.
There it is.
Charlotte Ultimate Chill Live inside the Madhouse. Better than Big Sean. Single again. It's Power 98.
You either let it go bad or go away.
Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to let them shine, Burpee. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well.
Shout out to your daddy.
Power 98 WPEG. We got to shine in the studio. Who you letting shine this morning?
I'm letting my friend Ryan shine for her birthday at Piedmont.
Piedmont, you know.
Shout out to Ryan. Ryan, Larry, ain't your daughter at Piedmont?
That's my daughter she's talking about.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Larry's daughter and her friend.
It's her birthday today. Today's Ryan's birthday.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Ryan.
She turned 12.
What's up, gang gang? Shine on me.
She be talking about gang gang. You ain't never seen a gang gang. You don't even know what that is.
They heard it on TV.
Yeah, yeah. And a song. That's it. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You got somebody you need to listen?
My voice, I'm a little, this weather has got my voice a little under the weather.
Let him use you, Lord.
Yeah.
I want to say happy birthday to your daughter, Ryan.
Thank you.
I want to say TUC just showed out on their live on Power 98, so shout out to TUC. And I want to shout out the Central High School JV Eagles and the New Heights Hawks, who won both their games last night in Chesterfield. They both demolished them. And I want to shout out the Central High School Varsity Eagles as they go on for their senior night tonight at home against Chesterfield, who's their rival, and I hope they demolish them too.
Thank you, baby.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me,
shine on me. Power 98, you let somebody shine this morning?
Yes, I am.
Who you let shine, girl?
I want to give a shine to my twin brother, Mr. Charlotte, putting on for the city, repping the brand every day. And also a shout-out to Myers Park Varsity team, trying to go 7-0 since 1983 today.
They play
tonight and support.
They play
Victory Ridge, I think.
Yeah, Hickory Ridge tonight. Both teams undefeated.
Big game tonight.
Big game tonight.
My nephew, number 5, Taj L.
Okay, Taj L.
Mr. Charlotte, what up, bro?
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98, you letting somebody shine?
Yeah, I want to let that pastor shine that was eating that cookie.
All right, all right. Always one.
Pastor Wilson. We got him coming up in hashtag Larry Mad at 7:40.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
7:22 here in the Queen City with a high today of 70 and 42 degrees right now. You're at the house. All right, your nosy neighbor news quickie. Harrison Barnes, formerly of the Golden State Warriors, the Dallas Mavericks, and now the Sacramento Kings, has stepped up and said that he's going to pay for the funeral of Atiana Jefferson. You know, that's the young lady who was shot and killed by the police officer after her neighbor called for a wellness check on her. Harrison Barnes said it's an honor and a pleasure for him to be able to step up and do so, seeing that he's a former Dallas resident since he played with the Dallas Mavericks. Shout out to Harrison Barnes. And, you know, he also is a Carolina Tar Heel. He went to Carolina. And so, shout out to Harrison Barnes. What you think about that, Bert?
That's dope. That's real dope, man. I know the family will be very appreciative. And it's dope that people are stepping up.
All right, your nosy neighbor news is up next. Of course, we got big stories on the way. Lisa Ray said that this person broke up her marriage. We'll tell you who that is in the nosy neighbor news. Power 98.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy.
Wiki. tell that.
Make sure y'all lock it in. We got them tickets for this amazing comedy show coming. CIAA 2020, February 29th. Ooh, Country Wayne is one of the artists on this. That's all I'm going to say. Power 98. All right, Miss Jackson is out celebrating in Cali. Actually, she went to an award show out there. So shout out to Miss Jessica. So we're holding down the nosy neighbor news for it. Go on, kick it off, baby.
All right, we're going to start it off with they're going to be rebooting Clueless.
Yeah.
With, there was a famous movie back in the day with Stacey Dash, Alicia Silverstone. They starred in the movie. But this one, the reboot, is going to be focusing on the character Dion. From the movie. If you remember the movie, then they will be focusing on Dion. And I wonder if Stacey Dash is going to be making an appearance in that movie.
No, Stacey Dash, she's going to try to get up in now.
The way she talking, she need the money. So yeah. She's probably going to try to finagle the way.
No doubt. Also, man, going down to entertainment news, Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray said that Dwayne Martin, you know, that is Tisha Campbell's ex-husband, that Dwayne Martin broke up her marriage. She said that Dwayne Martin, after she introduced Dwayne Martin to her former husband, which was her husband at the time, that he started introducing her husband to other women. Got to be careful who you introduce your significant other to.
A.K.A. Nicole Murphy, because didn't she blame the end of the marriage on her, too?
Yeah. That's how I go down.
Maybe it was her. All right. In other news, I told you the other day that a lot of people were giving Gina Rodriguez a lot of slack for using the N-word in her Instagram story. But Sean Stockman, singer from Boys to Men, he has backed Gina Rodriguez, saying she's Latina, right? Latinas are black. She all right. Which is what I said the other day. I said I ain't seen nothing wrong with it. So shout out to Sean Stockman. He said ain't no need for people to be all up in arms about her using that.
And Rihanna said she tired of all y'all talking about she pregnant. So Rihanna, she dispelled all the rumors that she's pregnant. Ask me what Rihanna did to dispel these rumors.
What she did?
Rihanna went on Instagram, put on a bikini, and smoked a fat one. A blunt.
Oh, man.
She lit the smoke up and said, now, if I'm pregnant, would I be doing this?
I want to go on vacation with her.
Rihanna do look like she would be a good person to go on vacation with. Cut the phone off, Rihanna. Cut the phone off.
All right, we're taking it back to the home. We're bringing it back to the hometown, man. The baby, he was in news. He's making a lot of noise around here. He was recently in Atlanta at one of his secret pop-up meet and greets.
Mm-hmm.
He was at Pure in Lenox Mall. And a young lady named Amanda explained to him that she was living in her car with her son, and she was trying to sell him some hats just so she could make some money. And when she told him her story, he gave her $1,000, took the hats, gave her $1,000, and told her hopefully that will help her out and help her get on her feet. And she was breaking down. It's real emotional. This video is up. You can go to my website. You can go to my Instagram page and see that video.
All right, that's all we got for you in your nose and neighbor news, babe.
Jessica, Jessica. The
neighborhood. Power 98.
Told you on the nose and neighbor news that who broke up Lisa Rae's marriage, according to Lisa Rae. 570-WPEG. First caller through with the correct answer. You going to the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. Mike Epps, Lavelle Crawford, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, and Jess Hilarious. Whoa, this is going to be crazy. Bojangles Coliseum, February 29th, 2020. We got the tickets.
It's okay to need a little help parenting. Raising kids can be tough.
Triple them tickets, boo.
Power 98.
Go do it big for your birthday, baby.
Straight like that, man. We the plug. Tickets ain't even on sale yet, and we got them. Did you hear them names?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Mike Epps, Lavelle Crawford, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, and Jess Hilarious, all on one comedy show, February 29th, man, CIAA 2020, the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival.
Them people going to be hurting from laughing. So
man, listen, it's going to be crazy in that burp.
It's going
to
be.
I won't go.
I want tickets to this.
Yeah,
show.
I think I won't. I won't see this.
Pop up.
Yeah, I might. I won't see this one. All right, man. Tell them hit that hashtag real quick before we get to Larry Mad.
Hit that hashtag MHQOTD. And today's question is, we wanted to know what's the best or craziest thing you brought to show and tell.
I said
a hamster named Wiggles.
I took a cap gun, an orange cap gun. I also took a Hardy Boy book, and I dressed up as one of the Hardy Boys one time. For sure.
Oh, you had a blonde wig on? How did you do that?
I didn't have a blonde wig, but I had like the overcoat and stuff like that, so I was kind of like one of the Hardy Boys.
So what'd you say you brought?
That was the beginning of the Jordan and Starter Coat era, and everybody was bragging about, oh, yeah, you know, I got them new J's come out. I brought my daddy to show and tell. You got the new J's and Starter Coat.
What did your daddy say at show and tell?
Yeah.
I got a relationship with my son. Trade it, take it with the Jordans.
Hey, man, listen, tap in on the conversation. You can hit me on my Instagram at I Am No Limit Larry. Slide in my DMs and let me know your response.
Mine is at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Or you definitely can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Y'all know what time it is right now. Uh-oh. It's time for Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
All right, Larry Mad today is being brought to you by EPMD. That's right, EPMD is coming in concert November the 30th at the Fillmore. They're bringing Beanie Siegel and Freeway. It's the 30th anniversary concert. And, of course, tickets go on sale right now. They're on sale right now. Power98FM.com. All Ticketmaster locations as well. Check out EPMD, man. Throwback concert November 30th at the Fillmore. It's going to be off the chain. All right, today, Larry is mad at Pastor Daniel Wilson. Pastor Daniel Wilson. He had my Facebook on fire yesterday. He had the Facebook on fire yesterday. This video was circulating around of the pastor trying to do what he called the Lord's work. The Bible says the tongue is a powerful tool. The tongue is treacherous. And he was trying to exorcise the demons out of Sister Corinthia Edwards. in the video as it was circulated around. And all I'm going to say is, Pastor, I ain't even mad at the pastor. You know what? You know what, Burp? I ain't even mad at him. I ain't even mad at him. I'm mad at the sister in the video because this man was trying to help you get through a situation. He was trying to help you be a better person. He was trying to use what the Bible told him to use in using his tool to help you get through your situation. And you're going to film this man and make this man go viral in one of the most disrespectful ways ever. Sister, 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 why did you do pastor like this, sister? I don't know. But all I know is whatever church he preach at in South Carolina is going to be packed on Sunday. It's going to be packed. They're going to be from the front pew to the back pew in big church hats. And all I know is that the tithes and offerings is going up. But somebody asked me a question. I was in the barbershop yesterday. Shout out to my homeboy, Darius. Do y'all think he going to preach on Sunday?
Oh, he definitely preaching Sunday.
You think he going to preach on Sunday?
Yes.
Because he done went viral. He done went viral, baby. He out here.
Hey, I look at it like this. Uh-oh. At least he had the right, you know,
sex. He had the right what?
Sex.
Okay.
This could have been bad.
It was bad. Did you see it?
It ain't that bad.
It ain't that bad?
It could have went the total opposite way. Then probably wouldn't nobody been at church.
Man, it's hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. See what else I'm mad at. Pastor, get off the internet. Flood my inbox with all this foolery. Lord Jesus. Power 98.
No Limit.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Incognito went ape in the kitchen this morning. All right, now it is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
You know everybody talking about it.
Everybody talking about what?
Everybody talking about this video, man. Everybody is hitting this, talking about Pastor David with. Hold on, somebody just came in, man.
Oh, no.
Somebody just came in.
I can't do it today.
Larry.
Oh,
cut
no.
that music off and turn my music on right now, real quick.
What's up, Pastor Real?
What's going on, Saints?
What's going on?
Y'all know I had to drop in today and drop you a word from Pastor Real. That's me. Why they call me Real, Shaw?
Because you keep it 100.
100. Let me get straight to it. Pastor David Wilson. He came from my church.
He came from your church?
Yes, he did. And I told him the word said make a joyful noise, I didn't mean for him to make someone else make that joyful noise. The word says there is power in the tongue, and he took it to a whole nother level.
Yes, he did, Pastor.
I don't think my God meant it the way that he did. Now, you can look at it in a negative way, but you can also look at it in a positive light.
But come on, Pastor.
Because I used a couple of tips.
You did?
Yeah, Pastor David Wilson, thank you. You just made my house a happy home. Okay. My wife is satisfied because of the video that you put out there, Pastor Wilson.
We can use this as an instructional video.
Yeah, see, now, he had his eyes closed. That's why the video went viral. He didn't know. He was led by faith and not by sight at all. Because had he known, he couldn't get past the stomach in the video. That's why the recording, he didn't tell her to put the camera down.
The stomach was hiding.
The stomach was in the way, Larry. Get all of that stomach out of the way. Move the Satan behind me and put that video camera down. I I didn't mean. I know I normally come in here on Wednesdays.
Yes,
Larry,
you do,
but
Pastor
this
Real,
video, I'm tired of these people shaming the church. You're not going to shame the church no more, Pastor David Wilson. We are all, he's going to be speaking in tongues from now. Somebody came to Bible study yesterday, Larry.
I bet they did.
And they came in there already licking lips, talking about some of the homilies. No, you're not doing that in here. We don't do that here in the Madhouse Baptist Episcopal for the People in the Street Church.
Don't put the madhouse in it.
Don't put the madhouse in there. The doors of the church, Larry, they are now open. Stop it, Pastor Wilson. I'm gone.
From every spot. Think about it.
What you thought? What you thought?
Pastor Real, you know what? I think this is a special day where we can help people. You know what I mean? Like Pastor David Wilson was trying to help people. I know it's somebody out there that might need some healing this morning.
He was trying to help a person.
Well, we're going to help the people of Charlotte, America, if that's all right with you, Pastor.
Come on. I want to talk to the people.
if you need a healing this morning.
If you need to be rid of something, and if something's got a hold on you, call up here to Pastor Real. What's the number, Larry?
570-WPEG after commercial break. Pastor Real is going to heal you today.
The prayer line is open.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a three-piece Chicken Supremes combo for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte Traffic.
485 Interloop still slow on the approach to Providence Road. Looks like we might have something going on in that same area on the 485 Outer Loop. Planned for delays. Mount Holly Huntersville Road at Brookshire Boulevard. Something wrong with the signals here. Disabled vehicle, Kilbourne Drive at Eastway Drive. And an accident North Tryon at Mallard Creek Church Road. Traffic brought to you by True Liant Federal Credit Union.
Truism number 14, free should mean free. Not kinda, sorta, almost free. True Liant's truly free checking account, where free means free. Go to TrueLiant.org today. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're kicking off fall with some exciting news at Park Chevrolet Charlotte. The 2020
details.
Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B inspired by Pastor David Wilson's video. We are now doing healing inside the madhouse with Pastor Real. Pastor Real, you still in the building?
I'm still here, Larry.
Yeah, we're trying. So if you need something that you need some healing from this morning.
I got a feeling, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel a little energy coming off of you.
Who?
Do you need a healing?
I don't.
You sure you don't need no healing?
I'm good.
I'm going to pray for you, Larry.
Pray for me.
I seen people like you,
you did,
suppress the Lord before.
Mm-hmm.
Let him out. You got to let him out.
570-WPEG if you need a healing this morning. It's Lil Baby and the Baby, and this is Baby. And the pastor looked like he was making... Nah, he wasn't making no babies.
Weezy out of here.
Yeah.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, your nose and neighbor news. Quickie 821. Want to send a big double salute out to our NBA owner right here in Charlotte, America. Got to send a big double salute out to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan broke ground and opened up a healthcare center on Freedom Drive on yesterday. He actually got emotional during the whole press conference, and it's very big, man. A big healthcare center on the west side of Charlotte. Making healthcare affordable for that side of town and giving them healthcare in your own neighborhood.
Right.
It's really big. And it's really big of Michael Jordan and the Michael Jordan Foundation and everything that they're doing. And all the money actually came out of Mike's pocket.
Thanks, Michael. Lord knows I need some insurance.
That was dope. That was really big, man. And salute to MJ. He doesn't talk a lot about stuff that he does in the community. And actually, Michael Jordan does a lot in the community and through his foundation. So, shout out to him, man. Shout out to MJ. Y'all send a big double salute. Buy an extra pair of J's or something this weekend. It's going back right here to the Charlotte community. Michael Jordan.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. Tell that.
Coming up, man, Pastor Real is doing healing inside the madhouse this morning. You need healing? 570-WPEG. Hit us up. We keep it 100.
I just want to be provided by the flyers.
Yep. Inspired by the video circulating on Facebook with Pastor David Wilson in it. We thought the Madhouse would bring in our own pastor. Y'all know him as Pastor Will. He's usually here on Wednesdays for Worship Wednesday. But today, we thought it was a special day. We was very inspired. So said, you know, some people out there that probably need some healing this morning. So we said, if you need some healing this morning, call in and talk to Pastor Real. 570-WPEG. Good morning.
Yes, Pastor Real.
Yeah,
yes, I'm here.
Hey, hi, I'm Jasmine.
Hello, Jasmine.
And hey, and that video, that video of Pastor Wilson, what a good God. it resurrected some demons. It wants to come out and show his face. I need some help. Can you help me, please?
Now you're not letting me know what the demons are. See, in order to get rid of demons, you gotta face those demons.
You gotta face
head
them.
On.
Head
so
on.
So what exactly is the demon that's trying to come out of you?
It's the sexual demon.
Oh my God! You're not talking about me, are you? next caller.
Pastor Real, she needs some healing.
Next caller.
She needs you to help her exercise her sexual demon. Pastor, what are you going to do this morning?
Commercial break. We gonna go.
Pastor, get your Bible. Pastor, get your Bible. What does the Bible say?
The Lord said, thou who hast lustful thoughts, do not covet another person's significant other. Thank you, next caller.
Pastor, you sound like you're scared.
No limit,
another Blair of the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Let's find out what's popping for the weekend, babe.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's 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 the weekend.
Let's pop it, man. What's popping? Y'all know how it goes down. We're about to find out what's shaking for the weekend. Is being brought to you by Power Saturdays, because that's happening this weekend. Let's kick it off with Friday, because tonight, me and DJ Butterfingers, we taking over the White House. It is definitely going down. 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. It's a pink Friday tonight for $2 Fridays at the White House. Being brought to you by Shine Time Management. Pull up on me and Butterfingers tonight. Tomorrow night, it is going down at the Monarch Room. That's right, the Monarch Room. That's Butterfingers and B-Notes. They're going to be doing it real big at the Monarch Room. 2016 Graham Street. And of course, you know, they got that $150 Power Saturdays VIP table right beside where I'm burping.
The Family Dollar
on Graham Street. And then Sunday is Lituation Sunday. That's B-Notes and DJ Midnight. They're going to be getting it in on Sunday at Lituation. So Power 98 got you covered in the clubs all weekend. Bert, what you got going on?
Movies dropping this weekend. Maleficent 2, the sequel to Maleficent. The Mistress of Evil. That's the... Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all old. Zombieland 2, Double Tap. That also drops. If you saw the first one, that one drops. Make sure y'all go check that out in theaters this weekend. I'm out of... What you got going on, Larry?
I just told you.
You took White House for the station, but I'm talking about you.
Actually, I got... I'm a basketball coach, so it's a basketball tryout for the high school that I coach at, Legacy Preparatory Academy. We got basketball tryouts all weekend, and it's a lot of cancer walks going on this weekend. So salute to my wife. She's actually going to a cancer walk this weekend for breast cancer awareness. So I'll be doing basketball, and she'll be doing that.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's what's popping for the weekend.
I'm heading down to Hendersonville, baby, out there in the mountains tonight.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shot, what's popping with that music, man?
You already know what it is. We got new music today, but we're going to hit 485 with that CBD. Listen, man, new music came out this week, or today, actually. Gucci Mane. Woptober,
baby.
Uh-oh. 10-17. Download.
Brick Squad, I already downloaded.
Download.
West Coast new legend, G-Eazy, dropped something called Scary Nights.
Okay.
And the great Nicole Buss, who visited the studios this week, dropped something called Kairos. I guess that's how you pronounce that.
Okay.
Cash Doll out of Detroit dropped something called Stack. And for my hip-hop heads, we got Smoke Dizza and Benny the Butcher. You don't know nothing about that, Larry.
No, I don't know nothing about
that. Up top, hip-hop, bebop.
Who is it?
Benny the Butcher.
And what is it?
Up top, hip-hop, bebop. And last but not least, 24 Hours dropped one, man. World on fire.
Yeah, man, Tokyo Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. He always comes show his love. All right, man, that's what's popping for the weekend.
Yeah.
legendary game show. Are you Black Smart? Today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Good morning, good morning. My name is Portia. I'm calling from Morven, North Carolina.
What up, Portia from Morven?
What's happening?
What's happening? How y'all this morning?
We're good. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart.
All right.
However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
All right, all right.
Kick it off for a bourbon.
Yes. Okay, thanks. I need you to tell me one thing you might hear somebody yell out at a black church.
What?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's basic, but yeah.
I'm going to keep it on church then since we're doing that today.
Oh, Lord.
If church start at 10 o'clock, what time do black people usually show up?
About 12.
Anytime after 10 o'clock, I'd have gave it to you.
You win. That is correct. And because you are right, we are going to give you a VIP table at the Monarch Room going down tomorrow night. Butterfinger's going to be there. B-Note's going to be there. Now you're going to be there with a table at the Monarch Room. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till...
Part of the AWPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. That's that Leighton Green, Lil Baby, and the City Girls. Leave them alone. Leave us alone, man. It's a Madhouse Friday. You know how we do it on Fridays. We call it a Friday fun day because you never know who might slide in the studio. Already sliding in the studio earlier this morning. We had two of our listeners we never met. They just came up and slid in and said, what's up to everybody in the Madhouse? But now we got a special guest. Who we got in the building, Burpee?
We got the big homie, Lil TJ, up in here, up in the Madhouse. What's happening, boy?
What's going on? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
But listen, I'm going to say, y'all young boy, y'all stay icy in the game right now. But that boy came here with all that drip on.
Y'all look presentable. You know, when I step out, I got to look like money.
This is the second day we done had a New York rapper coming up through here, man. We had a Casanova yesterday. Stopped through. We got the little homie, little...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
DJ in here now, man. What's going on with you?
I'm good. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just been working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting busy trying to get to the back so I get more ice.
What part of New York you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
Okay.
BX, son!
BX in the building, man. We here. Like, where you from?
I was born and raised here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
We've been to New York a couple times.
Yeah.
He's the worst, got the worst New York accent.
Son, why you going to do that, son? I can't believe you going to do me like that in front of little TJ, son.
All right.
Well, I mean, don't make me go catch the L train and go get my Tim's, son. I'm telling you.
Your Tim's?
My Tim's, I'm dead.
Ain't got no Tim's, man.
Son, it's Tim's season, son. You know Tim's season starts October the 1st.
Okay, thanks, Larry.
Don't play me like that.
Let's keep going with the interview.
Yo, God, don't play me like that.
Let's keep going with the interview.
So, TJ, man, being a youngin' in the game, like, what do you hope to get out of this game, out of the rap game?
As much success as I could find, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. everything, like, every day I just look and I just try to learn as much as I can, try to learn something new. And that shit, like, I really don't know. Like, I really don't know what else to expect, you know what I'm saying? My goal is only as high as I know, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to be as successful as I can.
Before you was rapping, what were you doing? You just in school? Like, what was you doing?
I was in school. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, I had to stop going to school because it was to the point where I couldn't go to school no more.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, so.
A gift and a curse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get into the bag now. You hooked
getting
up,
that money.
You hooked up with Polo G on the Popeye. How did that come out?
We just met. Like, he had signed to Columbia, mm-hmm. and I was already signed there. We had just met, like, in the building type and shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess we just pulled it to the studio, and that was the first song we ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And
Really? Bang, that was the first one?
The first time we got in the studio, it was real fast, too. Less than an hour.
Oh, for real?
Worth of rain and stuff like that. And it was late.
That's what's up. How was it doing Rolling Loud?
Rolling Loud was lit. It was. Everything been lit, honestly. Like, everything, like, even just, like, the whole layout to my album, you know what I'm saying, to right now, everything just been going good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful for everything working out, you know what I'm saying?
The new king of New York right there, man.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to ask you a question. We asked Casanova. He was in the studio with us yesterday. We asked him the question. Everybody's been asking about Tekashi 6ix9ine and, you know, what he's going through and what we've seen him do in the courtroom. So they posed a question on one of the blog sites because he signed a $10 million deal and he's going to get back in the rap game. Do you think he's going to be successful if he comes back in the rap game?
Not as successful.
Okay.
But I feel like above the average rapper, yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's still going to have a piece of this rap money. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
Because you got to understand, like, only so much of the world even really care. It's just a topic to talk about. But who really give a, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who really care enough to not, like, listen to the music is how many of us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. It's still DJs going to spin it. You know what I'm saying? And especially if people jack it, then they got to, you know what I'm saying? It's still a business at the end of the day.
It's still a business at the end of the day. So you think he's going to come out and do his thing?
I don't know if I do his thing. He's going to come out and rap. He's
going to rap. Would you work with him? So speaking of working with people, who do you want to work with that you haven't already worked with?
I want to work with Cardi B.
No word.
Yeah, I want to work with Offset, Quavo, Takeoff, Drake. Those type of lanes. You know what I'm saying? I want to work with Mustard.
Producer DJ Mustard.
I don't know. The list kind of going a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I got big goals, you know what I'm saying? I don't really like literally like my peers, you know what I'm saying? I don't really like to focus on my peers. I like to always see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I done seen my peers change so fast. You know what I'm saying? Like every day I got new peers. You know what I'm saying? New TJ.
Yeah.
Like, mind you, like, everybody, like, that I feel like, you know how you see the pictures on Instagram and you see, like, who's better, this, everybody you put me with, like, or whatever, like, they used to do this stuff with, it's just, like, you gotta look, everybody got an album, been out longer, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't like to set myself low, you know what I'm saying? I like to have high
expectations.
High
goals, gotcha.
Now, you're getting a lot of rave reviews on True to Myself. And for a while, people were like, what's happened to New York rap, New York hip hop? Do you feel like with you and Casanova or Cardi B, do y'all feel like y'all bringing New York rap back?
It's more going on in the city. Like, it's more like music coming out of the city that probably just ain't all the way break. I don't know if y'all heard about Pop Smoke.
I heard about Pop Smoke.
Right now in the city, you know what I'm saying? It's more coming out the city. So, I mean, like, records take a little time to grow, but I feel like in the next 6 months, we're going to be way bigger than we are right now.
Okay.
That's New York.
Lil TJ live inside the Madhouse. We're going to talk about the album when we come back. It's your brand new single. It's called Effin'. You heard it right here on the Charlotte's Plug. It's Power 98. Power 98 WPG. You heard it here first, man. It's Lil TJ.
Yes, sir.
Effing. Y'all know how it goes down. He's live inside the Madhouse. TJ, you gonna be hanging out in the city today. What you got going on, big dog?
I got a show tonight. We going up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I just need everybody listening to pop out for one. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be there tonight. We turning up, you know what I'm saying? It's actuality. And that's it, you know what I'm saying? Till then, I'm just chilling. I'm chilling with y'all. I'm chilling in the city.
All right, that's what it do, man. We got more with Lil TJ. We come back at Charlotte's Plug.
Don't live it. Live it.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for Nui Hip Hop and R&B, Polo G, and Lil TJ, who is inside the Madhouse with us right now. Got a show tonight going down at the Underground.
Yes, sir.
And he going to what can I expect for you tonight? Expect from you tonight at the show, big dog?
Lots of energy. We going up. Like I said, man, it's like, it ain't really too much to talk about. You know what a good time is. That's what's going to be tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be there. We turned up. Gang with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we there. Like, it's a movie.
Album already out. What's the name of the album?
Album out right now. True to Myself. Make
True
sure
to
you
myself.
Go tune in right now if you didn't already. You know what I'm saying? It's like the best body of work I ever put out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's out right now. It's the best body of work right now out that dropped this whole year.
Who on that with you?
Got Lil Durk, J. Critch, Lil Baby, Lil Wayne, my girl writing lanes.
Anybody else? I mean, if you could do something, like if you didn't. Dang, what I was about to say, I lost my train of thought. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Drake. If I could throw some else, my project would have been Drake. Anyway.
And you from New York? What is your other favorite city to be in besides New York?
Like, I was talking about this yesterday. I like LA. LA, my, you like LA? My spot. But really, like Boston.
I like Boston too.
Boston girls. Man.
I like Boston too. I like the vibe in Boston.
Yeah, I love the vibe in Boston. Yeah.
what? It's like that up there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I went to Boston. I went to Boston for the first time last year, and I had a great time.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Now I'm over here and I'm looking at the reviews and stuff, and I don't see nothing bad about the reviews of the album. What got you into it? Like, when did you know that I'm about to pop? When was that moment you was like,
yo,
oh, okay.
I swear, from the first song I dropped, every time I'm like, nah, this song gonna blow. Word of my mother, I swear everything. Every song I drop, nah, this one is it. Like every song, like. Literally, like, every time a song drop and it's going up, I'm still feeling like the stuff is underrated. Like, I swear, like, that's how I honestly felt.
Mm.
Like, literally, like, I listen to the radio stuff. Word.
So what's next for you?
Just more success, God willingly, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, literally, I'm on tour right now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm moving around different cities and I gotta get my...
What do your friends say? Because you're 18, so what do you like your friends say about, man? Lil TJ is a star, so what do your friends say about you?
I mean, it's just like it's something really different than anybody ever seen. Like nobody I know really know rappers. Like I ain't know no rappers when I was rapping. Like when I first started making music, I ain't had nobody like that was in the industry. No inside scoop, no none of that. So like it's just amazing. You know what I'm saying? To see it really happen, I thought it was fake. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought this whole industry stuff was fake. I thought you had to know somebody. I thought that, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I thought. I don't know.
You didn't think it was real. You couldn't believe.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's dope, man. Lil TJ Live Inside the Madhouse. Go get his album downloaded
True to myself.
All platforms. You can see him tonight live in Charlotte. He's going to be at the Underground. He on live with us right now on our Instagram. I'm at I Am No Limit Larry.
I am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Let's ride, Burp.
I am Lil TJ.
Yeah. Even though you couldn't listen anywhere else today, we appreciate you for rocking with the Madhouse. And we just like to show our appreciation with this Madhouse roll call.
Let's go with it.
It's time for the roll call. It's time for the roll call. Charlotte.
What are you?
Concord.
What are you?
Gas House.
What are you?
Shelby.
What are you?
It's time for the roll call. It's time for the roll call. For me.
What are you?
Rock Hill.
What are you?
North Carolina.
What are you?
South Carolina.
What are you?
Where they at?
No. Where they at?
No.
Where they at?
Where they at?
Where they at?
No.
Where they at? What's up?
Where they at?
What's up?
Where they at?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What time for Lil TJ in the building?
Pastor Wilson.
Give out your social media, Lil TJ, so everybody can follow you.
LILTJAY. No TJ. TJAY. You know what I'm saying? On all platforms, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Triller, on anything you could touch. Lil TJ.
There it is. Lil TJ live inside the Madhouse with us. What you got over there, Bert?
I want to give a shout out to Theo Davidson. What up, boy? RJack91, what's happening? From Leah, what's going on? DJ Shell, what's happening? Lee 45, what it do? Unapologetically Chic, what's happening, mama? 914, Fatherhood 704, what it do? Heavy in the streets, Mr. B Rank, what's happening? Miss A.M. Lynch, what's going on? Shout out to Adrian Parker, what it do? Sarge at Night. Okay, all right, Sarge at Night. Bam Goes Ham, Jiggy Day One, Just Nod, Bam Mars 53, Perfecting Greatness Cleaning. Your Instagram name is way too long.
Way too long.
Max Kitchen 19, Miss Ramsey, what it do? Love.
Stop live jump.
Who live jump?
Max Kitchen 19.
Nah, stay in mind. Don't go to Larry's. Peter Rabbit, what's happening? Mike Flim 88, what's happening, boy? So mesmerizing. Hey, boo, that's my wife. Hey, girl.
Hey, so mesmerizing. Shut up. Your pretty
shut
eyes.
Up. I'm going to punch you dead in your throat when the mic cut off.
Her
I'm
eyes
punch
are so pretty.
Dead in your throat.
Cook me a cake or something. He don't want it.
All right, Larry.
Real lucky one. What's up? MBK Mike. What's up, boy? Shout out to I Am Creative Clothing. Shout out to Stay Woke and Limb. Shout out to the whole East Side. Simply Successful ENT. Hey, Cammy. Boy, the Liza Champ. What's up? Taylor's mother checking in one time. Shout out to Pretty O' Pansy. That boy, Jis Rashad. Shout out to my boy from The Rock checking in one time. I am Tanya Littlejohn. Vibe Flexing checking in. Shout out to Nakifa. Natifa, what's up? Jordan Shaw, a.k.a. 9-5, Amisha Durham. Hey, Amisha Durham, what the business is? Stay Ready Podcast. Ace Easy checking in. Boy, they checking in today.
They are checking in today. CJ Watts, what up?
All Million the way in millions. Here. And everybody said, what up, little TJ?
What's up?
Shout out to Moneybags Wife checking in, and Sade, and shout out to Nikki Diva Jones from Utica, New York, and the real Lil Snoop said what up, and L. Bladder Nightmare. What's up, big dog?
What's happening?
Killed them last night in the game. We got that big win last night, and shout out to Like Bim, Miss April. She's always got a positive attitude, and shout out to my man Stephen the Dream living out his dream.
And the Madhouse question of the day was, what was the best or craziest thing you ever brought to show and tell when you were in school? I said a hamster named Wiggles. Larry, you said?
I said an orange cap gun. I took an orange cap gun to show and tell. And I once dressed up like the Hardy Boys for show and tell. I don't care, Burpee. You can't laugh at me for that.
No, I'm laughing at you for dressing up like the Hardy Boys, man. All these black people you could have dressed up like, and you dressed up like the Hardy Boys?
I used to like reading their books.
I'm judging you. TJ, you ever brought something to show and tell in school?
Show and tell?
Y'all didn't have, they probably didn't have that.
What's the best?
What you mean? I'm probably.
I ain't know if y'all had show and tell.
Yeah,
it might have been.
I had show and tell.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, like, yeah, you heard, like, I swear, like, I was never, like, a dumb kid. Mm-hmm. I always had, like, good grades when I wanted to. No, literally, I put it like this, right? When I was in, like, elementary school, mm-hmm. honor roll, right? Boom, 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 boom. Sixth grade, good grades. Seventh, eighth, it was bad.
Okay.
Ninth, I didn't go. Like, literally, I got locked up, right? I did a little time. I came home, and that's when I got back to school.
That's what's up.
So for the times I did participate in school, I was always doing good.
Yeah.
But I was always bad at the same time, so I used to never be able to go on trips. They used to leave me. Bad.
Do you look back and regret that now, though?
Nah, I don't regret nothing in my life, bro.
That's
like,
what's up.
Literally, like, because you know how you change one thing in the future and it just changed everything, like, in the movies? Know what I'm saying? So that's how it is. It's like, all right, everything, like, that happened to me, every experience is learning.
Happened for a reason, yeah.
So it's like, after that trip, it made me learn, like, not to do something.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
Lil TJ, he's going to be performing live tonight. He's hanging out with us today. Charlotte's plug, man. We'll see y'all on Monday.
We out,
y'all. This is WPEG Concord Charlotte Guest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.